underwent the near horrifying experience of applying for college.
And 我是需要讲一下我在申请大学的一些情况。
And during this time, everyone seems to be asking a lot of questions.
在这个时间，好像大家问了我很多的问题。
There's nothing wrong with questions.
问问题当然没不是一个问题。
It's just that when you're asked the same thing 50 times, it can be kind of funny.
但是有如果问了这个问题问了到50次的话，就会有点奇怪。
There seems to be three phases of interrogation.
好像是有三个步骤的一些查问。
The first phase is, which college are you going to?
第一个问题是你去哪一个大学？
And if you hesitate, they'll ask these sub-questions.
但是我犹疑的话，就会跟着有很多问题出来。
And people will say, 是不是在中部？
And people will say, is it on the East Coast?
To be perfectly honest, my Chinese is very poor.
我的中文不是很好。
So don't sounds like don't. And don't reminds me of 中死了。
And the Chinese don't means freeze to death.
So then I think that don't must mean north.
So, okay. 所以我在想那个东是在北部北方
because it's colder in the north.
因为在北方是比较冷。
And then bu reminds me of bu.
And then the bu reminds me of a clock.
And that would be my security blanket.
就是好像我的那个被盖被的被一样。
So I am undoubtedly very confused about what people mean.
所以我就会有很诱惑很疑惑在你们在问什么。
Then there's the second phase, which is what major are you?
然后第二问题就问到是你会专业主修哪一方面。
And then if you hesitate, then people will start making lots of suggestions.
如果你犹豫的话，大家就会开始给你很多那个提议。
And the suggestions usually go in order of pre-med, the sciences, pre-law, and then humanities.
那个提议呢，就好像是不是学医，或者是科学，或者是那个法律，或者是那个人文学。
And then the third phase of interrogation is why in the world did you want to go to this college?
第三个问题是查问到为什么我要去这个大学。
And then sometimes followed by how does my son and daughter apply for school?
And 有时候就会跟着问，那我的孩子，我的儿子女儿怎么样去申请这个学校？
I realized that my hesitation on the first question of where are you going to college may have given some offense.
可能是因为我在开始第一个问题没有回答，有犹豫的时候呢，就会有一些好像会得罪人。
It was certainly not my intention to do so, in explaining myself on why it's kind of abstract.
我当然不是意图要使你们不了解为什么，但是有时候是很难表达我自己。
The simplest explanation is that after reading and praying, I felt like God was telling me that it was not the appropriate time to be discussing college.
其实因为我经过祷告读圣经的时候，我觉得那时候还不是时候告诉大家是去哪一个大学。
Because he who guards his lips guards his life.
因为圣经说，如果我们可以保守我们的舌头，就可以保守我们的生命。
But more worldly would be, I needed to graduate from high school first and preferably on time.
就是重要的是我需要先可以从高中毕业，然后可以准时毕业。
So because of that, I couldn't really be dwelling too much on college, because I needed my diploma.
所以我就没有花很多时间在想这个大学事情，因为我先要毕业。
One of the lessons God has taught me is the true meaning of a blessing.
神他其实是在教导我，这真正那个祝福是什么意思。
I often forget how many blessings I have because I complain a lot.
我没有忘记我的祝福在哪里，虽然我是很多时候我都会去
抱怨。
Thank you.
But over these years, God has shown me that blessings do not necessarily come in the form of honors.
神透这个多年来, 告诉我, 很多时候祝福不是好像给我们有一些尊荣。
And they don't necessarily come in the form of awards or wealth.
不一定是给我们很多奖品啊, 或者很多钱财。
And blessings are not necessarily which brand name college you go to or how famous you are.
也不是说我去的这么好的一个大学或者是成为一个很出名的人。
But there's maybe blessings, the Lord has shown me that those things are fleeting.
虽然这可能是一个祝福, 但是神告诉我们这是一个fleeting。
Fleeting, 就是好像芦荟而去的一样。 Because in 50 years or in 2 days, no one's going to care if you got the red ribbon or the blue ribbon.
因为在50年以后, 在2年以后, 没有人会关系到你拿了什么一个奖。
And no one should care about whether you went to this university or that university.
也不应该是关心到我是去了这个大学或那个大学。
But it's because we're in the world may judge you on things like that.
但是我们知道这世界可能有时候会用这个来做定论。
But heaven will not.
Heaven
will not.
在天上不会这样子。
Instead, God has blessed me with numerous people who have supported me and encouraged me and given me endurance.
反而神就给我祝福, 在我周围的人有很多, 给我这个支持, 给我这个, 勉励。
I really want to clarify my image.
我希望改变你对我们的我的形象。
The truth is that, as my mother says so often, 我没有能力。
Yeah. 我妈妈常说, you don't have any strength.
Or ability. Which is not there.
Or ability.
So then I get really angry at her and I tell her that no one has Nanli because Nanli comes from God.
So I get that I have sense. Because
But it's true because we and I are nothing without him.
这个是真的，因为我跟你都是这样子一样。
Uncle Emil recently said that he thinks I have endurance.
Uncle Emil 最近说我会很有耐力。
But the truth is that I only pretend to have endurance.
有时候我只是假装我很有耐心。
I only endure if others endure with me.
我是如果人家对我忍耐的话，我就会忍耐。
See, I would really love to give up and take the easy way out.
我真的很希望就是放弃了，就找一个很容易的一个方法去做。
And that would explain why I really don't want to go to college.
所以这个就解释了为什么我真的很不喜欢去大学。
But God seems to make me take the longest and most difficult path all the time.
神好像他一直要我去。 走一个比较长的路，比较难的一个道路。
And oftentimes I want to be like Moses and tell God a whole bunch of excuses on why I can't do anything.
有时候我反而想是好像摩西一样告诉神，我有这么多理由，我不要跟你去。
But God has placed me so near the Hong family that I have run out of excuses.
但是神把我放在跟这个洪家的附近，就没有理由可以逃开。
For example, one year I felt that God really wanted me to run for class president.
举个例子，因为有一次神要我去这个竞选这个班长这职分。
It's a lot of work, and I'm not popular, and so I told God there's no way, and I didn't want to do it.
这个是要用很多的功夫，然后我也不是很受欢迎，所以我告诉神这没有办法，我会去做这事情。
I don't know how to draw posters, and I don't have the time because I can't even figure out my math problem set.
我不晓得怎么做这个画报，我也没有时间去做，因为我要去做我的那个数学的功课。
But then I called Joyce and Christina to ask for advice.
但是呢，我有一天就打电话给 Joyce 跟 Christina 去问他们给我一些忠告。
And then Mark, who is part of the Hong family.
然后, Mark, 他是也是洪家的一份子。
Mark and Joyce designed a very professional poster.
Martin Joyce 呢，他就跟我设计了一个非常有职业性的一个画报。
And Carissa is also helping putting it together.
Carissa 就帮忙就把这东西印刷出来。
And I don't have to do anything.
我就没做什么事情。
I just sit there and I nod and smile and say, "Wow, that's very good."
我就坐在那边，我就笑了，哇，这个做得这么好。
Because in the meantime, Uncle Emil is trying to teach me how to do some statistics.
因为当时候啊 ，Uncle Emil 就在教我做什么这个统计怎么去做。
So I ran out of excuses for God.
所以我就没有跟神就没有理由说推迟这个事情。
In every science project, Carissa has helped me put it together and saved me from very potentially embarrassing situations.
然后每次我有一个科学的那个设计的话，同学就帮忙，我可以把这个完成。如果不是这个，就会比较很羞耻的一个结果。
Without it, I would have said, "Forget it. I don't know how to use a computer. I don't even know how to turn it on. I don't have a scanner. Many things."
如果不是他的话，我就不会去做这事情，因为我对电脑一点不熟，也不晓得怎么打开，也不怎么用。
And God has blessed me with the second set of parents.
神就好像给我一个祝福，给我一个第二对的一个父母亲。
Auntie Christine is my other mother.
Auntie Christine 是我另外一个妈妈。
She told me to practice piano.
她告诉我要练琴。
And also, Mel told me to do my work.
安排里面就说你要去做你的功课。
She once said, "No ice cream until you memorize a chapter of Psalm."
那 Christine 有次就说你没有背完你的诗篇一篇的话，你不能吃冰激凌。
Not only do they take care of my academics, they take care of my spiritual work.
他们不单是帮助我在学业上，也帮助我在这个灵里的长进。
Davina is my big sister.
Davina 是我这个大姐姐。
And her prayer journal has inspired me to keep one also.
她有一个祷告的日记，有给我激发我，我自己也有一个。
So now I can always look back and see how God has always answered every prayer.
这样子呢，我就看到以往神是怎么样在我的祷告上答应了我。
And how He has delivered me from every difficulty.
从这个困难中把我拔救出来。
Carissa is my other big sister.
Carissa 是我另外一个大姐姐。
Though she's really physically younger than me.
虽然她是年龄上比我年轻。
She's inspired me with her patience when I call Carissa, "How do you turn on the computer? Carissa, how do you use the computer?"
她就显示了她有很有耐心，因为我整天打电话去问她怎么样用这个电脑，怎么打开电脑。
And then there's Uncle Emil, who really has the endurance.
然后 Uncle Emil 他实在很有耐性。
He's the one who stays up until the wee hours of the morning trying to teach me how to take a standard deviation.
他是其实跟我一起就熬夜到很晚的时间去教我怎么做这个标准的离差。
I would have rather gone to sleep.
我其实是很喜欢去睡觉去了。
But when the whole family stays up because I'm writing a paper due in 8 hours, I really couldn't get up.
但是他们整家都一直跟我熬夜起来。所以我就没办法去放弃，我就把这个功课做完。
So I hope you understand my anxiety about going to college.
所以你大概可以明白我去大学我会有很多忧虑。
I can take my teddy bear with me, but I cannot drag the hongs with me.
我可以把我的小熊带去学校，但是我不能把这个红家带去跟我到大学。
The presence has been a constant indication of God's presence and love.
他在我的当中好像是神的爱跟一直都显示在我身上。
And Isaiah 43:1, which is another verse that Andy Christine has memorized.
在这个以赛亚书40:31也是 Andy Christine 要我们背的一个圣经。
It says, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint."
这边说，那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Jessica sent me an email one time explaining the phrase "on eagle's wings."
然后 Jessica 有一次给我一个 email， 他就解释这个鹰展翅膀是什么意思。
It said that in order to teach eaglets how to fly, the parental eagle or eagle sometimes shakes the nest or pushes the baby eagle out of the nest.
又要教这个小鹰怎么去飞，比如说这个妈妈啊、父母的鹰就会把这个小鹰推出去，让他们自己去。
So God is pushing me out of the nest by sending me to college.
所以神好像就是把我推出去，要我去这个大学去。
I'm really scary, and it will be a lot of hard work.
我是很害怕，好像很多功课在我面前。
But hard work is unavoidable, and part of mankind's legacy.
可是这个功课是一个不能避免的，是我们应该去经过的一部分。
Ever since Eve, labor pains were increased.
是从夏娃从这个生产的苦难开始。
And for an example involving humans, there was a study suggesting that labor pains and contractions are necessary to strengthen the unborn child's lungs.
他们有一些学习说是这个生产的痛苦其实是帮助这个小婴孩能够更坚强，那个肺部更坚强。
Even though it is very painful.
虽然这是很痛苦的一个过程。
So that's why going to college.
所以我是要去大学。
But no matter how difficult, God is always there.
但是如何的困难，神都会在那边。
And the hounds are just a phone call away.
然后那个红架就是一个电话就可以打到了。
And then asking for help is very humbling.
有时候是去求帮助是非常一个谦卑的一个动作。
Because it makes us vulnerable.
因为这会我们会有时候会被受伤害。
And we have to admit that we don't know.
因为我们是会要说我不懂。
But God's way is revealed when He works through others to help us accomplish His will.
但是因为神就是借着别人来帮助我们，他的荣耀就可以得到了。
So with joy, I agree with my mother. 我没有能力。
所以我就跟我妈妈，我就赞同我妈妈说是 I don't have any ability.
Thank you.
事先啊，准备或是 plan 好了
I didn't plan to do this. 我事先没有准备好这个。Until this morning, I was thinking, some of the girls are going to share a piece of music.
直到今天早上，我们有一些女孩子，她们要给我们做一个音乐。
And the title of the song is "On Eagle's Wings / It Is Well with My Soul." It's a medley.
这个歌名是说在鹰掌。释放疼，然后另外一半就是那个我的灵得安息。
Then I thought, I somehow got the news that Anna was going to be sharing.
后来我听说 Anna 她也会去分享。
And I was meditating on eagle's wings. I remembered Isaiah, the passage in Isaiah 40.
然后我在想这鹰掌。上次上层的话，我就想起这个以赛亚书的这一节。
If you like to flip to it, Isaiah 40 verses 28-31.
你要打开的话，是在以赛亚书第40:28-31。
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth.He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
他，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
And this verse especially speaks to me.Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall.
这三十节特别跟对我说话，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
他们一如鹰掌似上腾，他们奔跑不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
The many thoughts are going through my mind right now.
One of the reasons these verses really speak to me is that I know I'm not getting any younger.
现在是脑筋有很多思考，其中一个就是我知道我不现在不会很年轻。
I'm not getting younger. In other words, I'm getting older.
我现在很年轻，但是我不会更年轻。
我不是变得更年轻，而是我会变得更年轻。然后 and we work with young people. So it really reminds me that I'm getting older every day, and I'm just not as young and not as strong and not as quick, and my mind is not as sharp.
所以每天我们跟他在一起，就觉得我是实在是不会会变得更年轻，我的脑筋也比较慢了，也动作比较慢了。
However, you know, I learned about Isaiah 40:31 when I was in college, and I was encouraged when I was going through hard times and studying.
在我在大学的时候，我就读了这个圣经，那时候很帮助我。当我有困难的时候，这一节都会很帮助我。
But I haven't brought it up in a long time until one day in our Bible study.
但是我很久没有提到这一经节，直到有一天我们在查经的时候。
And Anna was there. Anna said, "You know." I just read this passage in Isaiah 40:29-31.
Anna 那时候也在，他就提到这一圣节圣经，他说这段圣经很好。
And she said, "I've been so tired, and this verse was giving her strength." And I said, "Oh, this is so great."
他说我最近很疲倦，但是这一段圣经给我很多力量，我觉得就是非常好。
So I had everybody memorize it.
所以就告诉大家都要背这一段圣经。
And since Anna was sharing and the song was about this verse, I decided maybe I should speak some, share a little bit about what I've been thinking about lately.
因为 Anna 她也是分享这一段，然后待会他们要演奏的一个歌也是这一个段圣经，所以我觉得我也是应该分享一下这一段。
I've been meditating on why a trial is necessary.
我最近在思考为什么这个困难会临到我们身上。
As those of us who've been supposedly Christians for a long time.
我们当中或者有一些做了基督徒做很久。
And we have heard many passages about Christians having to go through trials.
我们有看到很多的圣经讲到这些基督徒他们为什么会经过试炼。
In my younger days, I say, okay, we have to go to trial. God, I know that. But don't let them come to me. And if they do, don't make them too hard.
我小时候就说，哦，我明白为什么要经过试炼，但是神不要让我受试炼。我真的要受试炼的话，不要让它太困难。
我明白是因为圣经上是这样讲的，不是我真正的理解。I understand.It's from the Bible that we have to go through it, but I couldn't really experience it, really understand it because I never experienced it. Okay. And recently, I think we have gone through some trials as a family. And I,
最近我想我们整个做家庭来讲，我们是经过一些试炼。
And I see that. Our church is going through some trial, or various members of the church, which is part of the body.
我们的教会或者我们教会里边的一些成员，就是教会的肢体中当中也是有一些试炼。
Okay, for example, I thought about sharing this, but I decided not to. But now I guess I'm going to share again. Emil lost his job or didn't have a job. That's just that he didn't have a job. For about half a year.
举个例子，就是本来都要讲的，但是还是提一下。因为他就失去他的工作有一段时间。
And as we were going through it, I was trying to put all these lessons that I had learned in the past into practice. All these sermons or talks that hurt into practice.
当我们经过这一段时间的时候，我想把我们以前所学到的一些功课。应用在这个试炼的时候。
For example, was trusting God in His provisions?
举例子就是说我们要相信神，他会预备。
Matthew talks about how the flowers of the field and the birds of the air are clothed with glory that even Solomon cannot compare.
在马太福音那边说到，那野地的话，虽然它是明天就会消去，但是神给他的冠冕比所罗门还要漂亮。
Then why should I be worried whether he has a job or not? Because God will provide for us. Everything is really in His plan, in His control. He knew this was going to happen.
所以我们为什么要担忧呢？因为神既然给因为没有工作的话，神一定会预备，我就可以相信他了。
And the Bible, I remember that teaches us we should be content with only basic food and clothing.
圣经说到有衣有穿就当知足。
And I have more than food and clothing.
但是我们有比衣服跟穿穿跟吃更多。
I have a house that's paid for.
我有一个房子已经不需要再付任何的钱。
And that's a testimony itself. Last year.
这也是一个见证。
And not last year. 2 years ago? I don't remember. Just a little bit, not too long ago, before this happened. As we were going through a series of financial freedom tapes for the third time.
在几年前，或两年前，我们在学习这个在财务上得到自由的那个 lesson 的第三次经过的时候。
And God kind of prompted me in my heart. I told him, I think you really should try to pay off the house.
神就给我一个声音说，我们大概应该把这房子先付掉。
We've gone through this before. All this normal reasoning. The ATM stocks that the company has given us will make more money sitting there rather than paying off the house, etc., etc., etc.
神就告诉我，好像但是我们一直就会有跟神去里边就是说，这钱如果放在那个 stock 里边呢，或者会更好，更高的 return， 更高的回报。
I was convicted by Romans 8:13. It says, "Owe no one, don't owe anybody anything except love." And the application was that, including the bank, my house.
Yeah, 我就有一节圣经就给我一个很大启示，就是罗马13:8他说，凡事都不可以亏欠，连着这个 bank 的 statement， 我们觉得也不可以亏欠。
Even though I cannot reason it out with my own mind or reasoning.
虽然我自己在理解上我不能明白。
I just told him, let's just go ahead and do it, and he agreed. We just paid off the house. Took the money out and paid off the house.
我就告诉有没有我们就还是把这付掉，然后有没有这样子。
Yeah, we agreed. Okay, so we did it. And he turned out about half a year later, just not too long after that.Emil didn't have a job. And now has one.
So, 过了一段时间，不是很长的时间，我就Emil就失去他的工作。
And now having a house payment was such a big relief.
我不需要付这个房租的钱的话，是非常一个很大的帮助。
And as we were going through this time, I remember that I was not depressed or worried at all.
在我新冠那段时间的时候，我记得我们完全没有一些任何的低潮。
And sometimes as I was doing dishes or cooking, I was thinking, there are some lessons God is trying to teach me through this.
有时候在洗碗的时候就想，神好像你真的在这方面要给我一些功课。
And I've been taught to, I heard about these things before, but now God's giving me a chance to apply it.How do you count your blessings and find joy in trial? It's supposed to be a trial, right?
那我现在经过我们都是常常会学到，在困难中我们怎么样数我们的恩典，这是一个试炼。
And one of the things God was trying to teach me, don't be so extravagant. Don't buy whatever you feel like buying because you see it's good.
那神也教我，就不要看到什么东西喜欢就去买，就看到眼睛喜欢了就去买，不要这样子。
Because a little short of time.Don't just go to the closest grocery store and give whatever you want.
也不要就是最近的一个那个市场就去买你要的东西。
Because I think that's a habit I've been kind of developing in the previous few years.
因为好像我以前就是这样子学习，要买就是在最近的地方去买。
So I started to compare prices a little bit, and God showed me some places we can get just as good quality stuff, a little cheaper. And I was really happy. I said, this is really good.
那神就帮助我，就可以比较一下价钱，就发觉有一些地方实在他们的东西很好，价钱也比较便宜。
And then God's teaching me endurance. Instead, I said, I don't feel like cooking today. Let's go out to eat.
然后神也给我们有一些耐心，我不想煮饭了，我们出去吃饭好了。
And then God's teaching me endurance and patience. Said, okay, just persevere through it. Cook another meal, and then everybody will enjoy it.
那神还是告诉我，有耐心，再煮一餐饭，大家就会一起很欢喜的来吃。
And these are the things I was counting as positive, and the more I thought about it, and then also, now I'm finally teaching my husband not to be so extravagant also, because we many times I disagree with him about how we should spend our money.
我觉得神也是告诉我的先生，他也不要这么浪费，因为有时候我跟他的意见不一样，在用钱这方面。
Now he buys three or four or five computers, and I just spend, $20, $30 maybe on little something better to eat, or, such a big difference.
我上次买了好像三个、四个、五个电脑，然后他就用了这么多，我只是买一点点的东西。
Anyway, God's trying to teach me a few things, okay? And I thought, I'm sure God's teaching him a lesson too. So I was really happy about it.
我总是在教导我，所以我也很开心神在教导他。So in
this just little example, actually I was pretty happy throughout the entire. Maybe not in terms of happy, I have a sense that God is with me and God is with us and will take care of us, and I just really had a sense of joy and peace.
这段时间反而是我有很多平安，也很有喜乐，因为知道神会带我们经过。Okay,
now about why do we have to go through trials? Now he does have a job. I think the trials are coming to be more and more. I think more and more now.
那神为什么神要给我们试炼？现在他已经有工作，发觉神好像给我们更多的试炼。
And totally gather my thoughts. In James 1,
在雅各书第一章,
verse 2, consider it pure joy, my brother, whenever you face trials of any kind, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
第二节，我的弟兄们，你们若在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，最深忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，而无缺欠。I've
memorized this verse many years ago. I was wondering how do you consider it joy?
在多年前我就背了这段圣经，我在想怎么样可以有这个喜乐。
I think God does have to bring us through trials, even though I think you're not having a job is not really a big trial.
我想神一定会带我们经过试炼，虽然是我们里面没有工作，不是一个怎么样的试炼。
There are many other small trials.
有很多比较小的试炼。I
think many times I did not learn to have joy, come through with joy.
但是很多时候我没有学习到在经过试炼时候要有喜乐。
And I was meditating on this again. I think God will keep bringing trials into our lives, so we will learn to have joy through Him.
我想神是要我们经过试炼，所以我们可以学习到经过试炼的时候要有这个喜乐。
And we will learn what it really is like to ride on wings of eagle, as the animal was sharing with Jessica was saying. God pushes us out of the nest.
就像神要我们学习到，我们好像在。 这个鹰展翅上腾，神要把我们推出去去学习怎么飞。
And the story I heard, the baby eagle does not know how to fly, but as the mother eagle pushes the baby eagle out of the nest.
我在学到，这小鹰其实它本身不会怎么飞，但是当这个母鹰把它推出去的时候。
The baby eagle has a choice, either open up his wings and catch the wind, or fall to the ground.
这小鹰就是有个选择，它 会把翅膀展出来，它就会飞。如果它这样子收起来的话，它就掉到地上。
And if the mother will watch the baby, if the baby is not opening the wings, the mother will go down underneath the baby and catch the baby with its wings.
然后这个母婴如果看到这个小婴它没有长翅膀的话，要掉下去，母婴就飞到它底下，就把它撑起来。
That's how God treats us.
就神这样子待我们。
And that's why all Christians will have to go through trials. Otherwise, how can we experience what is the real joy that comes from God?
所以我们一定要经过试炼，因为我们不经过试炼，我们就不会体验到那个喜乐。
And the peace that really comes from Him, regardless of our environment.
然后神给我们的平安，我们就没有办法可以体会到。
And may we as brothers and sisters encourage each other and always say that it is well with my soul.
我希望我们大家彼此可以勉励，常常说我都很得安息。
Regardless of the circumstances.
无论什么情况临到我们身上。
Thank you.
谢谢。
我也没有准备。
I was not prepared either.
就是哦，我是英文。As I was going over this hymn, it is well with my soul.
我刚才在看这个诗歌，我的魂得安息这首诗歌。
It's number 494 in the hymnal. Maybe we can sing it after we play.
它是494首，待会我们演奏以后或者我们可以唱。
I just wanted to read through some of the words so you can meditate on it when we play.
我希望读一下这些歌词，这样我们在演奏的时候，我们可以再思考这些。
This hymn is talking about the peace that God gives us that is beyond understanding.
这首诗歌是讲到那个神给我们出人意外的平安。
First verse says, When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul.
第一节那边说，平安如水流，正一路跟随我，忧虑如怒涛。是很有任何的遭遇你已教我能说我的魂当安息无所恐
Second verse talks about the trials that we encounter just like my mom said we have been going through a lot of trials as well as a lot of the people in our church and his verse says that though Satan should buffet though trials should come let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul.
第二节就讲到我们的试炼，就好像刚才我妈所说的，那撒旦虽然好像是一个试炼虽如烈火，我心里应当有把握，因主明了我是何等的软弱，已流出他宝血为着我。
I really like the second half says that Christ has regarded my helpless estate. As Anna was saying earlier, we are so helpless. We have 没有能力。
我特别喜欢是下半段第二节，是因为主明白我们是何等的软弱。像 Anna 刚才所说，we really don't have any ability.
Yeah, Christ has already seen that and has shed His blood for us.
神已经流出耶稣已经流出他的宝血为着我们。
Third verse talks about our sin, all of our sin, our past, present, and future sins already is nailed to the cross and we do not bear it anymore.
第三节说我们所有的罪已经都钉在十字架上，我们自己不需要去承担。
Fourth verse is talking about how we want Christ to live through our lives, that it is Christ in us living.
第四节是我们要耶稣怎么样经过我们来活出来。
And fifth verse is for us to look forward to the day when the Lord comes back.
最后一节是说我们要对着将来我们主耶稣再临到我们要有盼望。
Thank you.